Say it again.
20 minutes ago, I think you, out of the blue, brought up Madeline's father.
I did bring it up. You're right. I asked about it, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. I got an email from Shane Nagel. Remember him six months ago?
Oh, wow. I was wondering if he would find out that Ion showed up. What's he say?
He says, okay, he got the Bob Fest is not over yet email, right?
Yeah.
He says, hi, Bob. Sounds like you're having fun. When you get a moment, when you get 5 minutes, could you please remove me from this email list? He has gone into the stubborn bunker. Best wishes, S. And S is the symbol for the labyrinth. It's also the 19th letter in the alphabet. And 19 is Bob's number. So I am the symbol for the labyrinth. So that we now know Shane's position on this situation. Took him 6 months to find out. He's not interested.
And he's an Australian guy?
He's in Australia, yeah. He's the actor. Yes, Madeline.
This is Ginny.
Yes, Ginny.
I was thinking he was going to recant his position, having heard Ion come through and blast the airwaves. Maybe he's not aware of that. So I think that you just need to say something about
Ion to him. I'll send back a message. I will not remove you on the list. You will fucking need this fucking notice because Ion is regularly showing up, you fucking idiot. That's what I'm going to say to
him. Yeah, go to Bob and Ion and listen to the thing. Shane, we don't want you to perish in the Armageddon, you freak.
Yes. We will continue to insult you, but we will have compassion for you.
That's right.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say the whole cadre of Ionettes is sending this. Okay.
Yes.
On behalf of the, what are you guys? Not a cult. On behalf of the greatest.
The accumulated Ionettes?
Yeah. On behalf of the accumulated sympathy for you.
Now, the most eclectic Ascended Peanut Gallery ever was.
Yeah. On behalf of the. Of the largest amount of sympathy for you, largest known, because it carries many worlds, known quantity. So let's spend the first hour composing our missive to Ambassador Shane Nagel. Which will be our fuck you world to the whole world also, right? Who didn't attend show up for the final hour. On behalf of the largest known quantity of sympathy. Sympathy, pure raw sentiment, which is not usually allowed in Iondom. On behalf of the largest known quantity of sympathy, and I'll put in brackets, what did you call it, Ginny? The union of something?
The most eclectic peanut gallery ever.
Did you say most eclectic?
Eclectic. She called it peanut gallery, but.
Yeah. Most eclectic peanut. Peanut Gallery. Okay.
Ever assembled.
Ever assembled.
Ever assembled.
Ever assembled. Very good, Carolyn. Carolyn's writing skills are kicking in.
Her what skills?
Her writing skills.
Yes. The most eclectic peanut gallery ever assembled
in
Iondom. And I'll put the
close
dates.
Bracket.
I'm going to put the dates from or during. During the November 22nd, 22nd to 28th.
You call it a Bob Fest Iron Marathon?
The most, the clay team ever assembled nine of them during the Bob Fest Woodstock Altamont.
Oh, yeah.
Bob. And it'll be spelled properly. Any future reference must have a capital F, right? Not a small S, F. Bob Fest, in brackets. Altamonting and Woodstocking.
Woodshot.
Woodstocking? it's a verb, right? It's a verb. Woodchuck? Yeah, Woodstocking and Altamonting. Right. Woodstocking and Altamonting. Doing the on behalf of the what do we say to him?
A consensus was reached
a consensus was reached. Yes? Oh, no, we're talking about Ion.
No, that he would not be deleted from the list.
Yes, because that Ion is now back.
Ion is now back, and he must go to Bob and Ion.
Right. A consensus was reached.
That you cannot be deleted from the list.
That you should not, cannot.
We don't, you should.
Yeah, cannot
be deleted from my list.
Deleted. You cannot be deleted from my insider circle list, right?
Yeah.
From my...
Like in, what's that, Publisher's Clearinghouse award-winning inside circle?
Is that a name? Is that something you know?
You know, Publisher's Clearinghouse, guys?
Yes, absolutely. The winner's circle.
Winner's circle.
Bulk, is it called the bulk list?
Don't know.
E-list? E-list, that sounds better, more syllables. So a consensus was reached immediately in the last 5 minutes.
In the moment.
5 minutes ago.
In the moment.
Yeah. 4.4.
You said when you get a moment.
Yeah, 4.4. Yes, that's a good point. When I could get a moment. That's right.
When I get 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, but I was going to say 4.4 minutes ago. We are a high-tech operation. And I'll break, and I'm going to put in, when you get a moment, to refer that, quote him, when you get a moment. A consensus was reached 4.4 minutes ago, when you get a moment, and I'll put dash Shane just so that he knows, dash S, that you cannot be deleted from my insider circle bulk e-list.
I don't like the word bulk.
Okay, e-list. From my insider circle e-list.
Yeah.
Because
now that Ion... Now that Ion has returned to answer all questions about his recent apparent jailing.
Oh, no, don't bother.
No. Somebody's going to ask him. Now that Ion...
I think that's perfect, yeah.
Yeah. Now that Ion has returned, I'll have to put in brackets, I have that in big capital letters. Ion has returned.
Yeah.
To tolerate the questions is probably
The interrogation of why he was in jail and whether he was in jail and how did he handle jail existence. Now that Ion has returned, and what was I going to say? How many times did he appear? Jenny, five times? Usually document. They appeared five times.
Six times.
Pardon?
Six times.
Six times. Six times in the past, during Bob Fest in the past. Well, they appeared six times during the past week, right?
Yeah.
Six times so far.
Yes, during the past week. So far, brackets, to answer all questions.
Yeah, and do private sessions.
Private to, yes, I'll put that first. What do you put first? You go from the big to the little, the little to the big.
Public session.
To answer public.
He appeared.
Public.
Appeared in public session, didn't he?
No, to answer public, private.
I see.
Maybe that raises it. Private sessions, questions, answer public, private sessions type questions. type. Questions to answer public, private sessions type, private session.
I don't know, that gets too wordy.
No, weird. Private session type. Questions.
Answer questions.
To answer private, public, private session type questions.
Ah, too many words.
No, you know, it's a private thing. Public, private session type questions. What?
Yeah, just put questions.
No, no, they are public-private sessions.
It's confusing. Like, did he go off into a closet and have a private session with one individual?
To answer private session-type questions in public.
No.
Yep, in public.
In public,
what he did was answer questions.
Yes, to answer private session-type questions in public.
In public.
The past has returned. The past week, right? The past week.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, and you want to put your snarky tone in here, in particular.
About his alleged.
Yeah, and in particular.
Jailhouse
about
activity.
His jailhouse time. And in particular.
His alleged.
About his alleged jailhouse, J-A-I-L hyphen. H-O-U-S-E, about his alleged jailhouse timing?
Or activity.
No, not timing. You got to put timing.
Okay.
Timing.
Yeah, that satirizes it even more.
Timing. Over the past 2 years. Over the past 2 years. 2 years. All right, so...
Is that what Shane got upset about?
Yeah, he joined with some people or with No, he was before. It's Katie, she got upset recently, but he was back there.
Shane was involved in that. He was before,
yes.
But he was one of the first rounds of that, yeah.
Yes. See, there was Dave Perry's started it a year or two ago, and then the second round was Tracy and Shane. I think Tracy was part of it, but Shane was. He got on. He said, you guys are a bunch of cowards. You won't even ask any questions about it.
Mm.
And that was like last March or something. And then the third phase was Kathy.
You took my left leg out of the tower, guys.
I think need to make...
Gosgood.
So, Bob, this means that you don't get to leave the cult whenever you want. You have to get excommunicated.
No, we aren't doing anything, but they can interpret it that way. See, we leave it open. Full range of interpretations up to them how they interpret what we're saying. So, on behalf of the largest known quantity, is largest known hyphenated? No. On behalf of the largest known quantity, is Sympathy, the most eclectic peanut gallery ever assembled in Iandom during the November 22nd, 2013 Bob Fest, Woodstocking, and Altamonting. A consensus was reached 4.4 minutes ago. When you get a moment, -S, that you cannot be deleted from my insider circle, ELS, because now that Ian's returned, they appeared 6 times during the past week so far, to answer private session-type questions in public the past week, and in particular, about his alleged jailhouse timing over the past 2 years. Let me see. Now that Ian has returned to answer questions in public the past week. Now, you don't need to put the past week in, right?
No, that's redundant.
Yeah. In public... to answer it in public, and in particular about his alleged six jailhouse timing over the past 2 years, what do we say? Now that I said you cannot be released, deleted, because now that has returned, you may require our services. That's the way it says. You may require our services.
No. You just might be interested.
No. You may require services as your fuck you attitude fades and rots and melts.
No.
Come on, Madeline and Ginny, help me with here. What degree of insults do we put?
No, you may require a private session or some kind of ionic interaction. We wouldn't want you to see you eclipsed from that option.
You may require our buffering as the fantastically happy times surface and intensify over the next 5 minutes. No, you
may
require
come crawling back and reengage.
What'd you say?
You may wish to skulk back.
You may wish to skulk back. You may require our buffering and want to skulk back our buffering services. Buffering services And what? You may require buzzers and may we and what? You may require buffering services as you skulk back. Skulk is the word, S-K-U-L-K?
Yeah. No. As you reconsider.
What, Ginny?
Maybe as you reconsider your previous.
No, as you skulk back into my open, into my overly non-negotiable generosity arms. What's that phrase? Not negotiate.
Do not negotiate my generosity.
Yeah, as you skulk back.
I've actually said that to clients when they keep emailing me.
Yeah.
Help me, help me, help me, but I'm not giving you any money.
In the posture of non, what does he say? This is not negotiable. My non-negotiable generosity. Right.
Mm.
To my welcoming arms, in brackets, non-negotiable generosity. Non-negotiable generosity, by the way. And I never knew which way that way meant. I don't know which way it meant you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to react to it, negotiate or not. You may require a buffering service as you skulk back to my welcoming arms, non-negotiable generosity, by the way. To what? As you skulk back to my arms, for what? Well, I say you may require a buffering service as you skulk back to the... As the increasingly good times even reaches Australia. You like that?
Bob, you negate your previous message when you then end up sounding like an asshole at the end.
This is quadrophenia. I cover the whole range. You can't tell where this is coming from. I was being forced to write this. It's one of my arguments. The collective forced me to write this. I personally didn't want to write it. On behalf of the largest known quantity of sympathy, the most eclectic peanut gallery ever assembled, I'm joined the Northern Twins at 20, Bob Fest, Woodstocking, and Alan Monting. A consensus was reached 4.4 minutes ago, when you get a moment, S, that you cannot be leaded from my insider circle elites, because now that Ian's returned, they appear 6 times during the past week so far, to answer private session type questions in public, and in particular about his alleged, no, their alleged, not his, their alleged, their alleged jailhouse timing over the past 2 years. Okay, all that, because now that I've returned, you may require our buffering services as you skulk back to my welcoming arms. That might be, as far as all you have to say, to my welcoming arms.
I like it.
Non-negotiable generosity, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I might put, though, ... as the increasingly good time.
I don't think you like that, Bob, because it says it requires your buffering to come back into your arm. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You're going to buffer yourself as he comes back into your arms?
Yes. You may require... as you skulk back, you may require our buffering services. That's the final point.
Period.
Right? That goes at the end of the sentences.
Yes, you may require buffering services, period. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So you may require as you skulk back. Okay, well, jailhouse over the past years, as you skulk back, okay, because now that has returned to answer, as you skulk back to my welcome area, I know, by the way, you may require a buffering services. As you skulk, I guess that's it, eh? Yeah. That you cannot be deleted from my, because now that I has returned, blah, 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 and jail timing, as you skulk back to my welcoming arms, non-negotiable generosity, by the way, you may require buffering services. That clause, as you skulk back to my welcoming arms, is that right? And in particular about the alleged, as you scope back, you, yes, that's it. Doesn't make any fucking sense, but, so how do I sign it?
Ionette's galore.
Bob. Neverett and Ionets galore. And Ionets galore.
I like how Ed called them Ionites and Bobites.
You like what?
Evan called them Ionites and Bobites.
Right. Okay, one more reading. On behalf of the largest known quantity of sympathy, the most eclectic peanut gallery ever assembled in Nindom, during the November 22nd, 28th, 2013 Bob Fest, Woodstocking, Altamonting, and that has to have a square bracket because it's inside the general brackets. Caught that one, Carol.
Very good.
A consensus was reached. Where does the comma go? Most yes, right there. I mean the apostrophe. A consensus was reached 4.4 minutes ago. When you get a moment, S, that you cannot be deleted from my insider circle E list because now that I has returned, they appeared 6 times during the past week so far. To answer is returned. So all that has to be in the bracket. All this has to be as one thought. They appeared 6 times during the past 6 weeks so far to answer private session type questions in public, and in particular about the alleged jailhouse timing over the past 2 years. That's all a inside a bracket.
Yep.
As you, I think I'll put that a dash. That would be a dashing dash as you skulk back to my, as you will, as you did, as you have skulked back, right? It's neutrino, as you have skulked back, right? It's already happened. As you have skulked back to my welcoming room.
I mean, yeah, there's some reason he came into the marathon. He's here.
As you have skulked back to my
welcoming room. If you don't want to receive emails from someone, you block them.
Right. They appear particularly over the past 2 years. As you have skulked back to my welcoming arms, non-negotiable generosity, by the way, hyphen, you may require our buffering services. Sincerely? No. What are we, phatically?
Ionically.
Ionically? What do you guys always put?
Put in ironically and see if he knows.
What about funnily? P-H-U-N-N-I-L-Y. Funnily, we are advertising that we're being funny.
Okay.
Funnily, Slob, Neverett, and Ionets galore. You want your name on there, Carol?
Nope.
All right. So there, we've done it, guys.
Very good. We used up...
And it's 2:22.
40 minutes, yeah.
It's, Carol, it's 2:22.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great copy.
Thank you, Robert. Shane Nagel is now getting it. It has gone.
Smote it.
Now I still have. Okay, so you guys can talk.
How you doing, Bob? Let me look at you. Boy, you look good.
I look good?
Yep.
My hair has not been washed in 3 days, though. It's rather flat.
Well, you get your headband on anyway.
Yes, my headset has flattened my hair permanently, Ginny. I've had a headset on for 144 hours, ruining the natural curls.
You'll probably hop back in the ocean and the natural air will just put that little curl back in your hair, Bob.
Yeah, which reminds me, how come I haven't heard the sylvan tones of Greg Sanders?
He's been working on a project, but I think he might be available to chitty chat.
Right, I mean, he doesn't want to miss the big...
We haven't stopped listening, it's just the hands were full and the mind was attentive, and that was some good evergreen stuff. I enjoyed that. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's nice to see all the dispelling of the illusions. I remember there was a book written, and I think this is the title, Couldn't Hit the Barn on a Bright Day or something like that.
The Side of the Barn.
Something like that, but it was about the Russians being completely incompetent in the warhead. Meanwhile, our United States military is drumming the beats of war so they can get more money, and the Russians are completely fucking useless.
Yeah.
And this guy wrote it as a spy book, but of course it was, you know, in truth at the time.
And what was the title?
Something like, you they couldn't hit the broad side of a barn on a sunny day. I'm paraphrasing. It's something like that.
Right.
Yes, so there was huge suppression of the fact that Russia was not a threat, so that America could pretend it was still a threat to enhance their military budget. Was that the idea?
Absolutely, 100%. That was the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy presented some proof. I think it was written as a fictitious book, but obviously he had knowledge and insider backdoor information that
right.
Get there. So yeah, it was good and nice to see the Evergreens clarify that. I always wondered if that was the truth. Now we know why. And generals just want more bombs, more toys. Hey, let's rack it up. Woo.
Yeah, and it shows you the United States has always been weak compared to China in the long run. And so the last 40 years was all they could keep going, keep itself going, they had to keep the armaments industry going. That's all they had.
Sure, a huge percentage of the population was involved in that labor-wise.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I go to plants now that still are, Savannah River site in Aiken, South Carolina, still making tritium gas. And every nuke every nuke has to have its tritium gas renewed every, 8 to 10 years.
Right.
And you know what? Russia has the exact same plant. Imagine that.
Yeah.
They cooperated, so both parties worked on a new way of making tritium gas, and the Russians got the identical plant. And they're the bad guy. Right.
Right. And when did that happen?
The plant in Aiken's been running now for, 3 or 4 years. They were obviously making tritium before that, but it was an old-style type plant. So this is new technology. So they corroborated on it in the last 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. Probably have my security pass revoked now, but... That was funny. When I was going there as a Canadian citizen, I was a foreign national, and I wasn't allowed to go to certain areas without an armed guard. And as soon as I got my passport, it's like, oh, here's your badge. Go have fun. I was the same person. The only thing that changed, I was no longer a foreign national. Hey, I'm from Canada. I'm not a foreign national. No, you're a foreign national. So what else did the Evergreens talk about? That you were getting your confirmation on people who were insiders on JFK.
Yep. They mentioned something about eating the media is eating.
That was James Joyce. Matter of fact, it'd be wise to even replay that. Each medium ate the previous medium.
Now, that's to do with money, isn't it? It's like eating into the pocket.
No, he meant consuming the attention factor, so that movies ate books, TV ate movies, computers ate TV. That's what Joyce was saying. That's a basic metaphor in Phineas Wake.
I think the metaphor's more to do with the investments of the media, because I'm just looking at a chart now on a presentation. The figures are quite interesting from different sites, whether they're commerce or search. The amount of investment that's made within the company, whether it's Amazon or Google, 1/5 of the percentage comes from the venture capital, which is invested into it as well. And then it shows the profit margins of what it is, so it would either be double, triple, five times the amount of money made. And that's why it makes more sense for the actual eating up of the media is the amount of money that's invested into good investments,
Okay, we have to do our meeting now. So it looks like if it's 2:30 here, that's 7:30. We only get a half hour left. We're in the 144th hour. So we have to have the vote for the music. Anybody voting? Do I look at the... Let's see what the list. Good one, Sarah. Genesis, Follow You, Follow Me. Dave is the rocker of ages. Stone's version of Not Fade Away. Beatles version of rock and roll versus Chuck Berry. I love the Clash's covers more than many of the originals, like Police on My Back, Should I Stay or Should I Go, Police and Thieves, I Fought the Law, D-Rock
City.
Bob,
but this is number 143, actually.
Oh, we do. Okay, it's at 8 o'clock it starts. That's the beginning. So we're just completing 143. Thank you, Bill. That's what we want to know. Give us the exact. So we have lots of time, but we should no sleep till Dobbstown. Yay, Bob. Sarah Towsley promoting Ion of Sion. By the Rivers of Babylon.
Can I offer my condolences to Magdalene?
To Michael who?
Magdalene.
Well, you don't have to ask permission. You don't have to ask permission.
That was a really amazing story, you know, when you were talking about the timing.
Retirement?
No, the timing with Ion leaving and.
Right.
And I could hear that, you know, it was creating a lot of joy. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Someone donated a song on behalf of you, Rob. The Clash, London Calling.
No way.
Yeah.
I like The Clash as well. It's more popular in West London. They like that kind of stuff. But as for music for ending on, I don't know. I guess you knew 10 years ago what you were going to end on, Bob. What tune you're going to end on?
What I'm going to end on?
Yeah.
Well, I would always end on She Thought He Was a Man, But He Was a Muffin. So, yes, that song, which we end our present show with, but then there's attempting to do the Cameron Brillo that leads into that song, the video from a concert. But I've always known, and that song will be part of the songs here. It's just the order that we are fighting over. So you've got the lost running, lost in the city, or looking for a city.
I'm talking about Vestal Goodman floating off the air while she's singing the song. That's just levitation, amazing. Yeah, really good. Great stuff. Yeah. Great show, Bob. Great week. Well done.
Great work week. Bob works once every 50 years, so I rolled up my sleeves and worked for a week. Miming the archetype of creation, Ginny, you should note that. The ritual. Miming
What's been missing, Bob, from it? What do you think maybe you would have liked to have spoke to or spoke about?
Nothing was missing. If Ion didn't show up, that would be the missing point. But Ion showed up, so that how could nothing was missing once Ion showed up. That was the magical act. It was an invocation. Right. ASA Scott used to say that Carol and I were magicians, bad magicians, that invoked or evoked Ion. Right? We evoked it. Well, did we do it? Or did Michael Brown do it? Somebody evoked him. But no, that's not true because he never left. So that's not the fact. So,
But your whole thing about inside, you're inside people and they're inside you, that's invoking. So you're talking about evoking. And so you've evoked him on the outside, but you've also invoked him.
Yeah. Very good.
I try not to say too much in case I get muted.
That's right. You find
and also, I've made a few mistakes over these past 7 days, but I've just been having so much fun going up and down, like people say, with emotions and stuff like that. It's nothing different from the past 50 years or something.
It's nothing what?
Nothing different to the whole experience, you know. It's just that you've been there for 7 days and everyone's on watch.
Right. Well, I'm glad
you you've allowed that. That as well. You've allowed that watch.
Yep. Well, I always quote Garrett. When he says goodnight, he would whisper into the phone, or harshly whisper, democracy, democracy, democracy. That's how he said goodnight. The other one was, in dreams, in dreams, in dreams. You'll hear Sue I got to Sue use those two occasionally since he did it to her.
And then he would go, Bobby, 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 Bobby.
Yeah, and then...
Was he like a grandfather figure to everybody? Because I thought he was your father, the way you're waving the picture in the video. And but is he like a grandpappy father figure to all of you?
Yeah, in Nova Scotia.
He was
a private mentor.
He wasn't like a grandfather type at all.
Here's the proper definition. I added to the trivium and quadrivium two more holy offices or disciplines, the occult, and that was cosmic awareness, and the evergreens, and then personal. The person you meet personally that is a close friend or a mentor or something, there's that part, that level of influence. They don't have that in the trivium and quadrivium. They don't have the occult influence, nor the personal influence. Someone who was a friend to you, the basic human relationship.
Right.
And that's what Garrett was. He was a very great friend and a mentor.
Yeah, and he'd swirl along the street with cloaks on and top hats, and, you know, he was nobody's grandfather.
Now, you did gay boy kind of gestures there, but he would often walk very toughly, and be very strong and shovel out the snow and walk across the bridge. So he did all gestures, all types. He's basically bisexual, but he also...
Was he an artist or was he a musician?
Yes, he was an artist, a writer, a poet.
Actor.
And the first time, one of the early times, I just was hearing about him shortly after. I met somebody later who told me that they used to live across the street, and often he would see in the upper room in the pretty big house a golden globe shining, a mystical globe, and he would just be there like a little mini UFO. So that was his invoking of parallel worlds or going to them or something going on there. Do you want to hear him, Rob? Let's invoke Garrett. Invoke Garrett. That's a perfect thing to put us in a congenial mood. Mm-hmm. Yes, we just go over to the... have you guys ever heard this stuff? Some of you have. Have you?
Well, Sasha heard it.
Wayne in London says, this could be a friend of yours, Rob. Bob's baton never comes down. He writes in capital letters. Bob's baton is always out and keeps tuning our learnings of the universe in two perfect rhythmic ionic cells. George to you and Carolyn Wayne X. Wayne X.
That could be Wayne from Australia, yeah.
But he's in London, he says.
Okay.
All right, I'm heading over to firebody.com to get the links.
Yeah, Bob, I think it's totally perfect that you're going to end with some Garrett information. I've never heard him, so that'll be great.
Oh, okay. This will be for those that never... Have you heard of Madeline?
I'm not sure. I've definitely heard a lot about him, but I don't know if I've ever heard him. Anyway, do that. That sounds great.
Right. Have you ever listened to Who's Forgotten Furry Land? You've done that, haven't you?
I haven't gotten very far with it.
How about Ginny? No, Ginny, you didn't do it.
I've listened to all of Furry Lint, but I don't think I've heard the Garrett Dean bit.
No, here comes Ginny. Yes. What, Ginny?
I did hear Furry Lint. I forgot Garrett was on it. Sorry.
Right, and it's not in your memory, so we need to reinforce the memory.
Very good.
Yeah, so the whole Furry Lint thing begins with Garrett, and the menu says, Bob and Connie Dobbs visit Garrett Dean's home at 64 Queen Street, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, on December 31st, 1983. That's a few months after Kiggy was born. A lot of young Ionettes, Dobbites, Bobites were born in 83. And there's an introduction by Bob Marshall, president living in Toronto. And this was broadcast on August 28th, 1988, on CKLN. Became a very popular event. So we do this. What you will hear is us walking up to his home in this crunching snow. and we're talking to each other, and we're trying to figure out how to get his attention, because he never knew whether he was going to answer the door, even though we had been formally invited, and everything mattered, and everything was relevant. We had done the preliminary actions. Is it going to start here, right? Okay, bring the sound button up.
Just to mute people?
No. Just make sure it's loud enough. So you'll hear us crunching in the New Year's Eve snow.
Here's August 84 to August 88.
No, I'm going to go back and get that beginning.
I've forgotten furry beginning. Link.
Shut up. I'm back here. Okay. Here we go.
Who's forgotten furry link? For the next 3 hours, a presentation and reprise of the last 4 years, August 84 to August 88. Who's Forgotten Furry Lint is the approach we're taking, not as a metaphor, but as the main theatrical ground. Cliché to archetype. The following may appear to be cliché, but archetypal intensity is intended. The future is the past. This is a production of Hand Signals for the Blind. Who's Forgotten Furry Lint?
Participants are now muted.
Bob was muted, Spain.
I had, I realized everybody was, I hadn't muted you people, so there may be an echo effect, so we just moved it back 10 seconds and after muting everybody. So here we go.
And the crunchiness is snow, and we're banging on the front door. He doesn't answer. We go to the side door.
Yeah.
Is it true? Is it a dream? Is it true?
No!
No, it's not true. It's fantasy. It's the highest of fantasy. Oh, darling, I didn't expect you till 9 o'clock. I was trying to get a cake in the oven for you. I heard the gentle tap. Oh, not the rap, but the gentle tap. It opens up to Sesame, Scheherazade forever.
Oh, I'm
here. Isn't it?
No,
it's Scheherazade.
It's wonderful.
What?
It's great.
I don't think so. You look great. You always look so great. Greater than great. Oh, I don't know. Mommy says, no, no, he gave me a field. Not field day, yes. Tomorrow's field day. That's when the field started, field day. Oh, Bobby, don't make me drunk. You made me drunk ever since you've been here. Now, take me to the kitchen. I'm going to wobble. I'm wobbling.
Wobble.
My God, I thought I'd get the cage in the oven in time. Oh, Lord.
No, we don't wait.
Oh, yes, I want a special cake for you.
Oh, no.
Relax.
Come in, darling. My God. Oh, I should have been ahead anyway.
Yeah, were you going to leave the front door open? Or?
No, it was for you. No, no, Robert.
You just tap, eh?
No, did I? I'm sure I left it open.
The first one.
Huh?
You weren't meant to open the second one.
No, I thought I was going to open it at 4:09.
Oh, of course not.
Hello, dear Carolyn. Greetings to thee, dear, forever and forever. Continue the greetings. So every Christmas, and into other Christmases, and the past Christmas is the ones to be, and the ones that would be.
Oh, God, too many Christmases!
Too many is right, little girl. Oh, God, look at her. I had such a message from Daryl about you. He said you cured him, you cured Christopher. He said she could slay dragons.
They were great. I really liked them.
Were they really? Did you get wonderful vibes from Karen?
Yeah. I'm glad.
They're nice boys, aren't they? Yeah. They're really nice girls. Real nice.
Yeah. They're two young boys from Nova Scotia that Garrett gave money in case anything...
Oh, yeah, the guys are called.
Oh, my God, were they happy.
And then, of course, everything went amiss. My gosh, well, he went through.
Hey. Wee, 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 wee. Always French, always say yes to the girls and the boys. Wee, doesn't matter where I am. No, but something, they got him on the operating table, I heard.
Know,
they
I
got
know.
The knife in him.
Yeah, right.
I said, don't you put... My God.
I didn't hear, has it got worse? I think he had to go and have surgery.
Well, before I saw them, this was all on the phone. I didn't see them. He was in the hospital already, and they had him.
What devils, and here's the angel. Did he realize then? Well, you know, his friend is a Sagittarian, that's Daryl. And Daryl is very talented boy, and also very psychic, and a beautiful, quiet manner. He's a lovely manner, hasn't he, Daryl?
Yeah. Well, they're both. I mean,
they
Daryl
are.
Is more serious and more quiet.
I mean, Daryl is more quiet, and yes, he's the philosopher.
Yeah. But I like them both.
My, they spoke of you so beautifully.
Did they come to the house?
Then they, after all that, they get so frightened by what happened. They wanted to, tell the doctor. So they
cover me this way, unless it's Linda.
Well,
or Sharon. Linda or Sharon. I don't want to talk. If it's somebody wants to see me, I'm not here at the moment. To take it, it's for taking messages for me. Will you take it, Bobby? You
no, you're going ahead. I did last time.
All right, don't do it at all. They're
the code.
No, they got them. They heard it.
No, they call back.
Then again, they call. Oh, is this the hat way I want everything to be? I've come here for a long time. I just want to see that. Everything I'm here, I want to come through. I don't care how big men my life. Then I can take them all. Hey, brother. You know that? Wait, wait, wait. Oh, and they go away. Never look at anybody else again. Never.
Garrett's looking at himself as he talks.
I didn't see myself anymore. You're here. I see you.
I apologize for wearing my glasses, Garrett, but...
I didn't know you had the glasses.
I didn't know.
I'm trying to get it whipped. Fix.
I got a
You're stupid, brother. See you, mate.
I got a card from Shannon. number two, the card from Shannon.
Shannon.
Oh. To you.
Oh, that's the Sicilian gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
What a character.
Oh. Oh, boy. Talk about your love affairs. My God. She's going to upset everybody that ever comes in her life, I think. What an individual. Oh, dear, darling. Magical one. Is she something? She's one of the most outgoing people I think I've ever met, with her absolute spontaneity and her extempore.
Yes.
The girl is just marvelous. She's so beyond convention, society. There is no society to be beyond, of course. I've never once. They just imagine their society, these people in society. That's all they do. They think that they treat themselves and be what they're not. There isn't their fronts and the backs, but always in the wrong place for themselves. They should put it somewhere else, on themselves.
Can I do a drum solo now?
Right for the delicate guitar solo.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say,
Citizens Committee to clean up the courts, 9800 Oglesby.
In Dreams.
Wow.
Now, Neufeld picked that song. Let's see. What's Neufeld? He's over there arguing.
Everything else pales, Bob.
I know. That
everything else pales.
Neufeld, what's he doing? He's over there arguing issues of metaphysical promiscuity. And
let's ask Madeline first what she thinks, though.
Well, she already did. She wrote spot on, Bob.
Spot on. Spot
okay,
on.
Okay, I've got to release.
But did
everybody.
You notice how we got higher and higher pitch?
All participants are now unmuted.
So here we are. Okay, people, what do you think of that beginning? And, you know, Garrett had the phrase, in dreams. I told you about it before we even knew we were going to put this on, or did we? But anyway,
we said it.
And Dave Neufeld, who makes the music at this part of the show, me and Bob Marshall in the studio, And Dave picked in Dreams. He knew nothing about Garrett. Now, Dave's over here commenting on the
and the gypsy woman that Garrett was talking about is our foster daughter, Shannon.
Right, look at Dave. Wow. I guess Dave didn't phone in. He's just writing. He says, the guy who owns the coffee shop sung that song by Orbison yesterday. No shit. The guy saw it. He's predicting it, Dave. And then he says, no. Then he rethought of it. He sang Only the Lonely. Well, okay, Dave, but it was Roy Orbison, the spirit. And earlier that, Dave...
Are we on? Is anybody in the queue?
Yeah, I think we're on.
Anybody talk?
People can hear me, right? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. He spoke about high society, and he spoke very passionately about the... He had a theatrical voice, and also, you know, his humor about the phone ringing was just...
Yeah, he went into paranoia.
And you know, Rob, when he was saying that, he was backing out of the kitchen. Backing away from the phone and said, you handle it, you take it.
Yeah, he's telling me to pick it up, and I didn't want to pick it up. We were all in dither, nobody knew what to do, and then it starts ringing, and we go into hysterics about our own hysterics.
Now, Mr. Garrett, did he look back on his life and think that he was quite good a high society member himself, or was he really...
Yes. He knew everybody in New York City. He was big in New York City in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, and early 60s. He didn't like when Rockefellers built the Hilton. He had a gallery on 59th and 6th, and the Rockefellers built the big Hilton there on 63rd and 6th or something, and he got pissed off, and so he started spending more time back in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, in his mother's home. Late mother's
home. What did Garrett think about Joyce? Did he think he was a high society member?
Well, I always considered that he was finning his wake in person. We have him doing it in person on the next item, but we'll wait till we get over the top of the hour before we play that. But we can give you an example of this Joycean aspect. One day,
the reason why I asked Bob is because I have definitely been elevated to high society within 5 years, 8 years or something. But also, I have a dog, so Joyce had a dog. Well, anyway, the dog thing, that's what I want to know the answer to, is like, how can I continue to be a member of high society with a dog?
Yeah.
Well, and be ascended?
Yeah, that too. I mean, I want the whole package, yeah.
And you are a member of high society?
I would say in the past few years, I've met some people. Every person I've ever thought about meeting has been there, yeah.
Right, okay.
It's all been ticked.
If you stay in London, you can continue to be in connection with high society. What?
Yeah, you're right. As the dog gets older, it'll be more independent. But, you know, I just love being with him as well, so I'd love to bring him there, but hotels don't let dogs into these places, you know. You wouldn't bring a dog to a nightclub.
Right.
Not that my high society experience in 2013, I don't think it happens on the ballroom. I think it's changed now more to educational speaking and communication.
Right. Well,
Anybody else want to comment on the Garrett scene?
Well, Dave says he called it when the song. Okay, so then the song happens. Someone says the Highwaymen, but they might. Augmenter says the Highwaymen. I don't think they refer to that song on the top of their vote. And then Augmenter says, "Yay, I get Orbison." Dave says, "Beautiful, Bob." Then Dave says, "Roy Orbisonicity, Roy Orbisonicity," and then. Madeline says, spot on, Bob. Dave says, the guy who owns the coffee shop sung that to me yesterday. No shit. No, he sung Only the Lonely. It was Roy nonetheless, says Dave. Cider Somerset says, House of the Rising Sun of the Animals, Painted Black by the Stones, Daydream, he's still trying to, you know, nominate songs.
Yeah.
Daydream, Believer by the Monkees, The Who, My Generation, and many more. Augmenter says, Roy Orbison, Skeptical Spectacles. Dave says, I thought that was the closer. I thought that was the closer. I think Dave is thinking about that. And for Hoots We Got for Relent. No, Muffin Man was the closer, Dave. I guess we're still here, said Dave. And that's where we're at. And we go back to the...
Yeah, because I think we announced we'd be done by 3, but Bill comes on and says we have to go to 4.
Yes, to get to 144th.
Yeah.
And there are people here, but nobody's speaking yet. Nobody wanted to see it.
Well, when I heard Garrett speaking, I thought of, well, when you introduced the, before you went in the house, it was a song came to the mind from Beautiful South, and it was, I'm not sure if it's Window Shopping for Blinds. I don't know why that came to my head.
But what are you saying that about the song reminds you of blinds?
No, when you went, before you knocked on the door and went in the house, you said,